You got us on an awkward Sunday. You know, we're on another one of these faithfulness in sexual fidelity chapters. There's a lot of that in the first few chapters of Proverbs. So what we're doing is we're looking at the entire book of Proverbs for the foreseeable future. In my 15 or so years of being a Christian or in ministry, I feel like I've prayed for wisdom more than anything. Just for others, for myself, understanding how to do life, the complex curveballs and fastballs were pitched every day, and understanding and applying God's principles in His world is one of the most important things I know to do. And so then I was like, well, where could we get that? The Proverbs. Chapters 1 through 9 are a case for wisdom. God wants to really impress upon us why we need to commit ourselves to following Him, or treasuring Him in our hearts, preparation, diligence towards discipline. And then chapters 10 through 31 of this book are the Proverbs proper. Those are the ones that you get those small little statements where they look like, you know, tweets. You know, it's like 144 characters or less. And Solomon's given us wise principles to apply to life over and over and over again. And it's great stuff. So now, when you talk about, when we get to this chapter, Solomon, who had a lot of experience with this area, good and bad, he wants to counsel us on fidelity, faithfulness in pursuing love relationships. You know, that's a huge part of our lives. And you know what? Jesus loves us too much to leave us without instruction on this. And so what you have to do to get into this world, you have to imagine yourself as a son or a daughter listening to a father explain how to do this well in life, how to pursue relationships well in life. Okay, so we're on part two of this, and then part three will be coming up right here in chapter 7. But part two is the end of chapter 6, starting in verse 20. Hear the word of God. My son, here it is. Listen. Keep your father's commandment and forsake not your mother's teaching. Bind them on your heart always. Tie them around your neck. When you walk, they will lead you. When you lie down, they will watch over you. And when you awake, they will talk with you. For the commandment is a lamp and the teaching a light, and their proofs of discipline are the way of life, to preserve you from the evil woman, from the smooth tongue of the adulteress. You see that? This binding it on your heart, treasuring your heart, putting it around your neck. Like, today, think about, Jesus says, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to remind you of these things. Treasure these things up in your heart, and you will be able to be preserved from the evil woman and the smooth tongue of the adulteress. This is the promise. Listen to this. What's the next thing? It says, do not desire her beauty in your heart, and do not let her capture you with her eyelashes. For the price of a prostitute is only a loaf of bread, but a married woman hunts down a precious life. Can a man carry fire next to his chest and his clothes not be burned? Or can one walk on hot coals and his feet not be scorched? He's saying it's inevitable. If you mess around with infidelity, meaning pursuing anyone but your spouse, this is the unquestionable consequence. Follow along. 29. So he who goes into his neighbor's wife, none who touches her will go unpunished. People, do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his appetite when he is hungry. But if he is caught, he will pay sevenfold. He will give all the goods of his house. He who commits adultery lacks sense. He who does it destroys himself. He will get wounds and dishonor, and his disgrace will not be wiped away. For jealousy makes a man furious, and he will not spare when he takes revenge. He will accept no compensation. He will refuse, though you multiply gifts. He will get you. Think of Carrie Underwood. If you cheat on her, she's gonna bust out your taillights or your headlights with a bat. Carve her name in your leather seats, okay? Infidelity brings about consequences. That's the prophet, Mrs. Underwood. Okay. Moving on to 7:1. My son, keep my words and treasure up my commandments with you. He continues on. Keep my commandments and live. Keep my teaching as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, You are my sister. Intimacy. We are the same house. Call inside your intimate friend.